This is File 99. This is Jean McMillan. Today I am interviewing Jeffrey Brown for his second interview. This one is going to be on Pony Club and how he got involved, and he's going to talk about local, regional, national, and international Pony Club. I'm going to skip over the genealogical information. Today's date is June 25th, 2015. Mr. Brown, how did you get involved with Pony Club?
I think I got involved with Pony Club the way most people today do. My daughter developed an affinity for horses when she was around, in her single-digit years.
9 or 10.
Yeah, and somehow heard of Pony Club and ascertained that there was an entity called the Lakeville Pony Club and decided that she wanted to be in that.
Do you remember approximately the year?
I asked my wife that this morning. She thinks that we actually joined Pony Club in 1986.
That sounds just about right. Who was running Pony Club at that time?
Now when you talk about running in Pony Club, you're really talking about two different things, especially with regard to Lakeville.
Well, we need Lakeville first.
All right. The district commissioner, who was the elected head of the club, adult head of the club, mm-hmm. was a woman named Penny Warren from Millerton. I don't remember who her joint district commissioner, the number two adult in the club, was at that point, probably on that list. Mm-hmm. But the people who were really running the club and anything except yep. Except an administrative way, mm-hmm. Were Linda Bushnell yep. and Susie Reich. And I think Linda perhaps more than Susie.
Yes, at that time she was. Where was Pony Club located at that time?
It had just moved from the from what was called Fairweather Farm at Racetrack Road to the Belcher Farm on Route 112. And that had been within the last year. As a matter of fact, early on we were still getting stuff from the old, you know, mm-hmm. we would say, well, where's the such and such? It said, oh my God, it's in the tax stall down at the other corner.
Okay.
And we would get down there and look for it or even work on it on occasion.
What was the name of the farm on Racetrack Road? Fairweather?
Fairweather. And the reason was it didn't have an indoor ring.
Oh, I know. Who owned that farm? Was it Mrs. Baruti?
I think Mrs. Baruti did. Although, it was either the Baruti farm was right across the street, and they mm-hmm. used to have their horse show there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they didn't have, as far as I know, they didn't. That's the only thing they used that farm for. Nancy Baruti had been a member of Lakeville.
Yep.
But her interests took her way far afield and into some national prominence.
Okay. Now, how long was your daughter in Pony Club, Lakeville?
She was in Lakeville. I guess she stayed an active member until about probably 92.
So it's about 6 years.
Yeah, more or less.
What was your daughter's name?
Sydney Brown. Still is Sydney Brown. She is married, but like her mother, she kept her maiden name.
Good for her. Now, as a Lakeville Pony Club parent,
mm-hmm.
what were you responsible for?
Well, basically, Pony Club, horses are pretty labor intensive.
They are.
As a Pony Club parent, basically, an awful lot of stuff. And the more your kid did, the more you were responsible for. At that point in time, and this wasn't true before, and I understand it isn't true anymore, but at that point in time, the first thing you were responsible for was providing a mount for your kid.
Mm.
Lakeville, the Pony Club didn't have any horses. Before that, Lucy Drummond had provided
horses. Yes, she had.
And that, as a result, meant that if your kid was in Lakeville Pony Club, you either owned or leased a horse.
Yeah.
And we had initially leased a pony from a family who had been in Pony Club previously, and I can't remember their last name with any positively, but we were to later learn that in fact the pony had been purchased with funds that had been abstracted from the Salisbury Bank and Trust Company.
Oh, that's clever. Okay. You got a hot horse there.
We had, well, as it turned out, that was kind of a story in itself, because Sinbad was a wonderful flea bitten gray pony, a very good pony to learn on. And one morning Sidney was grooming Sinbad in the stall with the door open as a safety consideration in case she should get kicked. People would know she was there. But Sinbad saw his friends being taken out across the road to be turned out.
And he wanted to go,
and
too.
And he wanted to go, and the door was open, so he went. Mm-hmm. And he, unfortunately, was hit by a Volvo on Route 112 and had to be put down. And I still remember Dean Davidson dragging him behind a tractor to a manure pile out on the other side of the road, where the ground was still soft enough, where the ground was already soft enough to dig to bury a horse.
That was a traumatic experience for your daughter.
It was traumatic. That led us to acquire another horse.
Not knowing anything about horses, as I've said before, I didn't realize that they were groomed sort of freestanding and not tied to anything.
Well, normally, most people would groom a horse on cross ties. In other words, with a halter on, with ropes running to each side of the aisle. For whatever reason, at that time, maybe for simply because there were too many kids for the amount of aisle, the kids were encouraged to groom in the stalls.
Hmm.
And for safety reasons, I guess, to leave the doors ajar.
Sure. When your daughter was in Pony Club, then that's between 86 and 92, about how many members offhand?
I'm going to say a dozen on the average.
Yeah, that's about right.
I can almost name them. I know.
Well, you can give me some names. We can do that.
Well, I remember Ann Morrill.
Oh, yes.
Zoe Goddard.
Had her, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's see. My wife very soon became Joint District Commissioner because whoever was in that job quit. But I remember her advising. No, Katie Roberts did join.
Had her, too.
Yeah. You know, she's a PhD working for the National Institute of Health now.
Wonderful.
She and Sydney are still in touch.
Great.
I know that because of the horse requirement, and I don't remember how Katie got around it except by being very polite to an awful lot of adults and borrowing an awful lot of horses.
It helps.
Yep. I remember Karen Poglich.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I have a picture of Karen.
We still see Karen every so often, and lovely kid, and my wife advised her not to join Pony Club simply because she didn't have a horse, didn't have the wherewithal to acquire one, and didn't have Katie Roberts' social graces.
Oh, but Karen was cute. We used to take the children to the Holly Williams house for a social evening, where they would entertain their parents with recitations and songs, and this was one of those evenings, and there is a picture of me in costume with Karen's mother holding hands,
oh my
God. Karen is going through our hands.
Oh!
And it's a wonderful, wonderful
Karen,
picture.
Karen is just the sweetest person.
Oh, absolutely.
And her life has not come out as well as one would have hoped.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame.
But I remember Karen. I remember... Well, there were Penny Warren's two daughters.
I wouldn't know them because they were from Millerton.
They were from Millerton, right. Lauren Laidlaw.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Who?
Alice's. Alice and Pat Laidlaw. Well, so far you've named all of the people in Lakeville Pony Club. I've had them in my fourth grade.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, Lauren was a year behind those kids.
She was quiet.
Yeah, she was. She turned out to be the success of that era. She became the first B-rated pony clubber since, maybe Jen Rossier or probably since Jen Rossier. And she also was selected she went to nationals several times. She was selected for the Interpacific Exchange, which took her to Hong Kong and Shanghai to ride, and so forth. And
I'm so glad.
No,
because
Lauren,
she had a lot of gifts, but she was very quiet.
Oh, extremely quiet.
Oh, I'm so pleased. That pleases me.
Yeah, well, now she is married to an Air Force, a Navy fighter pilot, mm-hmm. who, and I think the last I knew, they were in Washington State or thereabouts.
No, that makes sense.
And she has one or more kids and so forth. I keep up with her on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think. There were McGowan, Samantha McGowan,
she may have been in private school.
She probably she was in IMS.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And her mother, Carol, is still around.
Yeah.
Her father married, and Carol split up, and he married, what's her face? I should know her name because she's a... They moved to Santa Fe or something.
Yeah,
like
I can see her. I know who she is.
And Robin McGowan married...
Somebody else.
Somebody else.
Okay, how does Pony Club, and this is our local...
Yeah.
What's the next step? Is it district or regional?
The next step is regional.
And what's the region?
Lakeville Pony Club is a member of the New York, one of the member clubs of the New York Upper Connecticut region, and there's a slash between York and Upper, which includes everything, all of Connecticut except for Fairfield County, and Dutchess, Columbia, Ulster, Green, Sullivan.
The upper ones.
And the ones above Rockland, really. I guess Orange is part of it too.
And then do we go to national?
And then you go to national.
And that's the whole United States.
That's the whole United States plus a lot, including the islands.
And then international?
Then there's international, but that's a loose confederation of national pony clubs, and there are probably about 15 of them.
What is the Inter-Pacific Exchange?
That's a thing where several of the larger pony clubs send members. Basically send a team, send five riders or four riders to a country for a couple of weeks of competition and sightseeing and so forth with other And basically, the exchanges, the Inter-Pacific Exchange is the biggie, simply because probably the distances are greatest. But there's a fox hunting exchange with the UK and Ireland. There's a mounted games.
Steeplechase?
No. That's actually since the long form of eventing disappeared. Steeplechase really isn't there anymore.
Now, in our previous interview, you mentioned that you'd nominated Ann Roller for an award.
Yeah.
What was it?
Well, let me see. I think I want to get the name of it right, which is why I brought along my handy dandy directory, Academy of Achievement, and. She was a member of the class of 2004, and basically it's people who came through Pony Club who achieved something significant on the outside, you know, in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And
outside at the stall.
Yeah, okay. That's away from the horse community, and she did in her video journalism and so forth, and about auto racing, which is sort of a
that's different.
Yeah,
that's different.
And I can talk. You want to talk about the history of the Pony Club idea?
I think I've already got that, but what I would like, if you can do it in layman's terms, is ratings.
Sure. The idea of a rating in Pony Club is basically to demonstrate what you have learned, remembering that Pony Club is said to have, it basically started so that kids who could not afford good riding lessons could
have riding lessons.
And I'm going to get back into the foundations of Pony Club.
Oh, I know you are, but I'm trying to get it.
This is
the back door.
This is the back door because basically, after World War I decimated the male upper class in the UK.
Oh yes, definitely.
And the organized hunts found that they were running. There weren't younger people coming up anymore.
No.
And when they did happen to get a young lad from the town, he rode like he
hadn't been taught.
Yes, he was rough, to say the least.
Yeah.
And frankly that was it. Mm-hmm. It was to try to put some class on the people who were filling in the hunts in the 1920s. And now the Pony Club in the UK really stood. Was founded in either 1928 or 1929 expressly for that purpose.
Yeah.
And the ratings simply were a marker for demonstrating how people were progressing in terms of what they had learned.
Were you a judge at one time?
I was a horse management judge.
All right. Now tell me what that is.
Okay. One of the tenets of Pony Club is that care of the horse is probably about as important as winning the match. And if you can't care for your horse, you can't really call yourself a horseman.
Yeah. It's more than just sitting on the horse and riding.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's also pedagogically very useful
in terms of
maturation of young ladies now, but
teachable moments.
It's loaded with teachable moments. And horse management at Pony Club competitions, and I believe that they're about the only competitions in the horse world where horse management is judged, is definitely judged. Mm-hmm. And considering that Pony Club came to the United States with a juncture of two things, namely the organized hunts here were running low on new riders, and the horse cavalry was going out of business very rapidly. Horse management here became a bit more
prominent.
Well, it became more prominent, and it also became a bit more hard-nosed than it was in the UK. You could get away with a lot of things. A horse manager, you know, your tack and turnout didn't have to be anywhere near as spiffy in the UK.
Yeah,
as it did in the USPC.
Yeah, we were more spit and polished than they.
Oh well, the fact is, you had all these retired cavalry officers who were.
This is the way it is.
This was the way it will be, and
those. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, there isn't. But
okay.
As a horseman, I was the first horse management organizer of the New York, Upper Connecticut region. Horse management had become a little bit disorganized, not to say chaotic. Mm-hmm. A few people were drawn to it because it let them strut around with a clipboard and make kids cry.
I didn't make them cry, but...
No, but you've seen the type.
Oh, sure.
There were a fair number of people who were doing that, and they were the... And I became our first horse management organizer of our region. And my job was to round up horse management judges for our competitions who were suitable and who wouldn't make the kids cry.
Well, I didn't ask you, what's the age range of these children?
They start
about, what, 9?
Typically. Although I have seen pony clubbers as young as 5. And they recently bumped the maximum age to 25, which I think was sort of fatuous, but that was, I think, because of mothers crying that their daughter was so close to being an A, but she couldn't possibly do it this year. And she was only 21, turning 22. Age used to be 22.
Oh.
It used to be 21. Actually, before that, it used to be 18. But anyway, as society has prolonged adolescence,
yes, they prolong a lot of other things.
So has Pony Club, and the bulk of the kids now are female, between the ages of about 9 and about 14.
Yeah, I was going to say about that.
Yeah. And it's almost a standard distribution, and it tails out at either end.
Mm-hmm.
But finding people and training them to be horse management judges, what I discovered was most important was their ability to deal with kids. We could teach the judges what they needed to know about horses.
Yeah.
But you
can do all of the educational degrees in the world, but if you can't put it across that someone understands it, you're not a teacher.
And if you can't deal with the kids, if you can't handle...
Yeah, and you have to be able to, and they're all different, and they have different temperaments, and they have different learning styles, and some you can... bellow at, and others you have to be very gentle.
Yeah.
And you have to know that difference.
Yeah. And you also have to be able to motivate, when you're doing something like that, you have to be able to motivate them, because basically, otherwise,
there's no point.
What do you do if they just throw down the reins and stalk off?
Yeah.
And you're left with a hot horse with dirty tack and no place to put it.
Yeah. I have never been in that situation, but...
I've seen it happen.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Oh, I can imagine.
Especially when you had a real mismatch in terms of personality between the judge and the... kid who was then marching off in tears.
Mm.
Then in
management, what did horse management encompass other than tack?
Horse, in other words, being able to care for your horse, knowing a fair amount of knowing, by the time you got through the whole curriculum, knowing about as much as a associate's degree in equine science would know.
Now, when I was doing Linda Bushnell, she said that she actually gave the kids, I think she said, written tests.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is something that was, I thought, unusual.
Written tests are still part of the rally competition. And they don't cover just horse management. They also cover the rules of the competition.
But I thought that was fascinating, not having anything to do with Pony Club, except the kids would come in and they'd talk about it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was quite impressive.
No, it's quite true. I mean, you go down and it's funny. I've seen teams. Oh, something else that's unique about Pony Club is it's a team. Virtually everything is a team competition. There are very few individual awards.
Okay.
It also makes pre-adolescent girls work as teams.
And that's a good.
Even if they don't like so and so, or
what a good lesson.
Oh, it's...
You can work with them. You don't have to like them, but you can work with
that's
them.
That's absolutely right.
That used to be called cooperative learning when I was teaching.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God, no, I've seen...
Oh, I taught a lot of that.
God, I've walked into so many barns and seen one girl sitting sobbing in the feed stall while the other girls are giggling in the tack stall.
Oh, yes.
And...
Oh, been there, done that one.
Yeah.
See, some things don't change, do they?
Yeah, they really don't. And trying to get them to work as a team under those circumstances where I was answering the question.
I was asking you about horse care management and what it encompassed, and you were going to tell me about team competitions.
You need to know the physiology of the horse, the anatomy, physiology, which includes all the bells and whistles like what they eat, what they can't eat, mm-hmm. how you transport them, how you groom them, how you tell if they're sick, how you nurse them back to health when they're not, when to call the vet, when not to call the vet, how to help the vet.
Lord.
It's really intensive, isn't it? There's just a huge amount of stuff. And, of course, as well as being able to stand up there with your horse, get up with your horse, properly held, say, "My name is Lauren Laidle. I am a C1 rated Pony Club member of the Lakeville Pony Club in the New York Upper Connecticut region, and this is my horse, Bit."
Okay. Let's hear it for Bora.
That's right.
Okay. But so there's a presence that has to be a part of this, too.
Yeah. It's a pretty damn comprehensive.
Yes,
program.
It is.
And I've, as a matter of fact, one thing that I really came to realize is the kid who tries to do Pony Club and either is doing a bad job on and or is doing a bad job in Pony Club.
Yeah, it's pretty intensive.
Yeah,
and they really have to focus on it.
They really do. It's like a lot of things in life that you can't really do, just pick up and...
It's not surface. It's not superficial.
It's not like being a weekend painter.
No.
That damn course is there 24/7.
And it's a wonderful lesson in responsibility.
Oh, it is. It is.
Because it's your responsibility, and if you don't do the feed and the water,
mm-hmm.
you got a sick horse.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Or if you run the horse too hard, or if you mm-hmm. don't tend to its hooves, or if you whatever, yeah. if you don't look in its mouth and see if it's got any little spikes growing on its teeth,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
if you don't make sure that the bit fits properly,
yeah.
Anyway, that's, and that all grades, of course, into the riding, and because you realize what...
Now, your daughter being in Pony Club for 6 years, did
well,
you...
Well, actually, she was in for seven. But
oh,
then,
she was in
but
for
after
seven.
That, she decided that she didn't like somebody.
Oh,
and
she got
so
out.
She did her last year as a member of Millbrook.
Did you continue with Pony Club after she left?
With glee.
Oh, you did. All
it
right.
It is all about OPC.
Okay.
It is so much easier and so much more gratifying
to work
to deal with
kids.
Other people's children.
Oh yes.
Than with your own. I will tell you that. As a matter of fact, when my daughter graciously decided to get out of it, my career took off.
Good.
I became Joint DC, and then I became the first horse management organizer in the region, and then I became a horse management judge, and started finding myself on national committees and doing that kind of thing. And
enjoying it thoroughly.
And loving every minute of it. And I judged at nationals for in 95, 96, 97, and 98. And I finally kind of split with Pony Club in 99 because they said, Jeff, we insist that you become not just a chief horse management judge, which I did not want to do because chiefs see kids only when they're crying because they get penalized.
Yeah.
But a super chief, which meant that I would have chiefs reporting to me, which meant that I would see only crying kids and raging parents.
Oh, something like teaching. Oh.
Like being a principal, if you'd rather be a classroom teacher, I think. And as a result, I said no. I won't go to nationals as a chief. I'll only go as a judge. Okay. And they said, "Well, then you think it over."
Yeah, and you did.
And I did, and I said no. I still won't. And that was pretty much it.
Now I'm going to bring you back to local.
Yeah.
In the Lakeville Pony Club, what changes have you seen over the time?
Well, as I say, when I came into the picture, it was a kind of club where you had to have your own horse. You had to have access to your own horse. Mm-hmm. It was an era in Pony Club nationally when the ethos was that Pony Club produced a happy rider on a happy backyard pony. The idea that even then crazily obsolete idea that kids had ponies in their backyards.
Right.
And there was no particular pressure to get club level, club horse. Actually, the club did own a horse and had it leased out full time. You would lease and you would be paying the board and everything else, and the only thing you were saving was the cost of the horse itself. So that was an obstacle. Although I will tell you that Lakeville did very well in those days. Mm-hmm. I can remember one set of eventing rallies that we won all three divisions. I think we swept the ribbons. I know we won all the firsts, and I know we won all first, and we won first in riding, first in horse management, and all. Basically, we won all six blues we could win.
Good.
And the subsequent year, we're hated and feared.
Well, that's all right, too.
Yeah.
Gives them something to strive for.
The kids love to be hated and feared.
Well, it's something to strive for.
Well, they oh my God, they were impossible when they were hated and feared.
Oh, yes.
Oh, she's from Lakeville.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
But what's happened since then is I think, and it's been borne out in the National Pony Club, Pony Club nationally started a few years ago having things called riding centers, which actually is pretty much what Lakeville Pony Club looks like now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where it was a riding facility that had a pony club.
Yes, I went through that with Linda.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And as opposed to an organized hunt that had a pony club.
Right.
And that was a very important thing. And although I realized that Lakeville was way out of step with a regiment at the time, you know, as I became more involved in the whole pony club picture, basically they were the coming thing. Lakeville.
They were ahead of the trend.
That's absolutely right. And now that Linda has taken a much more active role in making sure that in rounding up rides for kids.
Oh yes.
In the old days, it really just wasn't, you know, it was the kid's problem. And that's the sort of thing that cost us Karen Podlitch.
Mm-hmm.
But that's been one very positive change. A less positive change is that I think Lakeville has become much more insular and much less involved on a regional level than they were. There were years when Lakeville, and I think this year they're sending a bunch, of kids to the regional rallies. But there were several years when they didn't send any kids to any rallies anywhere.
In talking with Linda, she said that the numbers have decreased and the interest. There's so many other things going on. Too many choices again.
I think especially, what we talked about before in terms of being able to do Pony Club and something else.
You can't.
You really, really can't do a good job if you do that. And I think that Linda is spot on. Mm. I know back in the day they wouldn't even let Sydney join when we were still living in New York City.
Oh no.
Because we were only here on weekends.
That's right, and you have to be full time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's absolutely right. I know when Sydney went to Hotchkiss, the big deal was the reason she didn't go to Indian Mountain and went to Salisbury Central when she came up here was because she could be with her horse every day.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason she went to Hotchkiss was because at least two of the three seasons she could take horse as a sport.
Yeah.
And be at the barn.
Yeah.
But that essentially is the way you have to do it if you're
if you're
a serious equestrian athlete. How am I doing?
You're doing fine. I'm going to kind of close it down quite shortly. I'm going to ask you for additions, things I haven't covered briefly.
Let's see. Because the question will probably come up about who this guy is and why he's talking about Lakeville Pony Club, I will point to something that I won, and I will explain why I won it and why it doesn't mean I know anything.
All right.
And that is the USPC Founders Award, which I got in 2011. And I look at the names of the other people on this list, and I say, my God, I don't belong in that company.
I thought you did.
Well, I know what I produced. I know what I did, and I know why I got the award, and that was because I had a lot to do, first of all, with introducing the internet to Pony Club nationally. And secondly, because I had a significant effect in the way horse management at rallies is managed. In other words, reorienting it toward what it had become in terms of taking off points,
mm-hmm.
To really four things, and if I can remember them, one was safety, two was welfare of the rider and athlete, three was and four was taking off points. In other words, I pushed the scoring aspect of it way down, and learning was the third. In other words, a rally should be a learning experience in terms of horse management, not just a show what you know experience. And I developed that kind of, I guess that was kind of an innovation, and that. So those two things really ought to
brought it into focus, that there was a purpose.
Yeah.
It just wasn't a social gathering. It was a purpose.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And it was, and it also wasn't entirely, and it wasn't all about abusing the kids.
No, absolutely not.
Which, as I say, it had
yeah.
in some respects become. And it became necessary that we have a rationale for the whole thing, and I wrote it. And it found its way into the horse management handbook, and I still get quoted.
Well?
And I guess I'm happy about that.
What is the rationale?
Well, one of the rationales is we need to keep kids at a time when there are as many activities as there are. You do not keep kids in Pony Club by verbally abusing them. and there was a certain amount of that. That was the unfortunate tale on the cavalry, the cavalry horse, if you wish.
Yeah. But it stands to reason because they were used to dealing with men.
Recruits, yeah.
Not little kids.
Not little girls.
And there's a difference.
Yep.
So it's not illogical. I mean, things have changed for the better.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of, I'm right, regardless, and you just, you know, suck it up. And,
exactly.
And it's changed a lot for the better because there is more understanding of the rationale.
Mm-hmm.
There is more understanding of the purpose and the need to do things a certain way rather than just, I told you to do it this way, do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Makes a great deal of difference.
That's exactly right. I probably wished I could have had those words when I wrote all that stuff.
Well, you can quote me.
I don't do it anymore, though. On Saturday, I'm going to go down and help set up a dressage ring at Kent, and that's about the only thing I'm doing this year, I think.
Wonderful.
But
I'm going to leave it there because I'm going to ask you to come back for a third interview on something entirely different.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your information on the adult part of Pony Club.
Ah.
And I'm very grateful. Thank you.
Good. Thank you. I always enjoy.